This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Attention is already turning to a Senate impeachment trial, even though Republicans are expected to acquit President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Senate Democrats are proposing a weeks-long impeachment trial seeking testimony from new witnesses, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And although Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, appears to prefer a speedy trial, President Trump is demanding a flashier one, an effort to up the political ante as he sees it, calling for Joe Biden or his son Hunter and others to appear. Trump has told those close to him that even if he's acquitted in the Senate as expected, it'll be a stain on his legacy. A final House vote is expected Wednesday, with a Senate trial to begin early next year. Matt Small, Washington.
Hong Kong's chief secretary, Matthew Cheung, said violence between protesters and police in shopping malls last Sunday was, in his words, disturbing. Cheung said Tuesday in a news conference the government has been facing unprecedented challenges, and he hopes people in Hong Kong could remain united to stabilize the society.
Security matters on the mainland and in Macau, it's beyond Hong Kong's control. In fact, it's not Hong Kong's purview. So I will leave it to it's operational matters on the part of the mainland authorities. So I'm not prepared to comment on that. But it's perfectly justified for them to exercise jurisdiction within their own territory. It's entirely legal and justified.
Cheung was making reference to a Hong Kong man arrested Friday on a cross-border bridge between Hong Kong and the semi-autonomous city of Macau. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. French unions are planning mass demonstrations for Tuesday, the 13th day of a transport strike that has closed most Paris metro lines and shut down a few commuter trains. The strike has also disrupted domestic and international train and airline service. The strike is a protest of the government's plan to develop a universal pension scheme that would raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 and base earnings on the worker's entire career rather than the worker's highest income. A French official said the changes would ensure the pension system is fair for a growing population, but union leaders have flatly rejected the plan. Boeing plans to halt production of its 737 MAX airliner next month. The AP's Tim McGuire spoke with an aviation expert about the company's decision.
Boeing is really between a rock and a hard place here.
Boeing, saddled with an undeliverable inventory of 400 grounded 737 MAX jets, will temporarily halt production next month. DePaul University aviation expert Joe Sweeterman says the uncertainty over when the 737 MAX jets will fly again is hurting the airlines.
You just can't run something as complicated as an airline without the most basic thing of how many aircraft and when are they going to be available.
The planes are built at Boeing's Renton, Washington plant, which employs 12,000 people. The company says it doesn't expect to lay off any workers at this time. But the shutdown will have a ripple effect on the hundreds of companies that supply parts for the planes. I'm Tim McGuire.
Amazon is banning sellers from using FedEx for some deliveries. We get more on that story from the AP's Mike Gracia.
It's the latest salvo in an ongoing battle between Amazon and FedEx. Amazon is banning third-party merchants from using FedEx Ground Service to deliver orders to Amazon Prime members. Amazon will still allow vendors to ship via the pricier FedEx Express service. The ban was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. With Amazon developing a delivery fleet of its own, FedEx announced earlier this year it would no longer make ground or air deliveries for Amazon. The FedEx ban did not apply to third-party sellers. I'm Mike Gracia.
A special court in Pakistan has found former military president Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. The high-profile treason case dates back to 2007 when Musharraf, president and military chief of Pakistan at the time, imposed a brief emergency rule and suspended the constitution in a bid to cling to power in the face of growing public demands for him to step down. For details on much more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.